Father, we give you the praise and give you the honor. Blessed be your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Breathe upon everyone here today. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. The privilege of relationship. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Visit someone. Change somebody's story. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here to this service this morning in the precious name of Jesus. And I bring you greetings from Opo, Olama Boro Local Government of Kogi State. Rural Crusade, rural meeting, and you will be able to see. One of the things that excite me the most is to come from Toronto, Canada, and go to a hinterland with equal excitement, with equal, in fact, almost higher excitement to go to the rural area than to minister in the... Actually, we are prepared for it. We are prepared for rural areas. We have a motor house. We have everything. We have all the things, rugged things needed to be in the rural areas. You see the clip shortly, and we say to God be all the praise. In Jesus' precious name. This morning, we shall look again on the subject of divine direction, the necessity of divine direction, part 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8, 14. It said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Our objective tonight is to understand, this afternoon, understand why divine direction or the voice of God is necessary for our life's journey. First thing to understand is that the child of God has the guaranteed privilege of being led of God. The child of God, he has the guaranteed privilege of being led of God. The leading of God is the privilege of the children of God. In John chapter 10 and in verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. To be the sheep of the Lord is to be qualified for the voice of the Lord. You can only struggle for his voice if you are not actually his sheep. Question is, why is it necessary to hear the voice of God? Or to receive the leading or the direction of the Lord? The voice of God, the leading of God, the direction of God is one of the greatest assets of life. It can make, say that again, the voice of God, the leading of God, the direction of God. It's one of the greatest assets of life.
It can make the difference between living long or dying young. What you heard or didn't hear. A man was sitting in a vehicle some time ago. And he saw him, a stranger, tell him, come out of this vehicle. Or sitting on the front seat. And as he stepped out, he didn't see anybody anymore. That vehicle had a crash. You don't want to hear the rest of the story. It can make the difference between living long and dying young. It can make the difference between losses or gain. You heard the woman's testimony now. Somebody wanted to use her signature and her details to defraud her. Hundreds of millions. But because direction came before that satanic event, it couldn't happen. The voice of God. What are you doing, sir? Holding your phone up. What is that? Hallelujah. You will not be the victim of such losses. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Let's look at examples of people. Number one, Moses. People who were beneficiaries of the voice of God. Moses would have been lost in the wilderness, but for the voice of God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 all the way to verse 10. Lost. There are many lost in the wildernesses of life today. Lost for direction. Lost for what to do. Lost in confusion. But for the voice of God. Then David. David would have been consumed by battles. But for the voice of God. Diverse battles of life. David probably fought more battles than anybody else in the Old Testament. But he also lost none. The voice of the Lord was his conqueror's trade secret. The voice. In 1 Samuel 30 and in verse 8, he asked whether he could pursue, he could overtake and recover all that the enemy took from him. And he did. And he recovered all. No battle will swallow you up another time. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. The third, of course, is our Master Jesus. He would have been limited in impact and resolve, but for the voice of his Father. Limited. It is possible to have great potentials without great results. Don't forget that. It is possible to have great potentials without great results. He would have been limited. Limited in potential. Limited in results. Without the voice of his Father. He said in John chapter 5 and in verse 30. John 5 and in verse 30. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. So, I am getting great results. I am getting great manifestations. Because I'm not struggling to do what I want. He would have been limited in results, limited in impact, but the voice of his Father. Today, every limitation of your life is over. Can I hear a loud amen? So let us put it together. Why is the voice of God necessary? What is the necessity of the voice? The voice of God, which is what we summarize as divine direction. We mentioned 5 already in the first service, and I'm going to go straight to this 6, which is actually 1. First, divine direction rescues life from being consumed by the battles of life. We saw that already in David. You are rescued from being consumed by the battles of life. Divine direction is the guarantee of victory in life. We saw already in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. And then 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 1 to 10. David and the inhabitants of Keilah. Battles can be won if his voice can be heard. Battles can be won. When the children of Israel were facing the Ammonites and the Edomites, Second Chronicles chapter 20, if you look from verse 16, start from verse 15, seek clear direction. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Alright, let's back up a bit to verse 13 maybe. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Look at clear direction, verse 16. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. See, behold me, see, they are coming up around the cliff of Ziz. If you are going somewhere else, they will ambush you. See them coming from the cliff of Ziz. You shall find them at the end of the brook. Ola, ola. Before the wilderness of Jeruel. What a rehearsal, what an expo. He's giving them accuracy of coordinates. So you can land on the correct spot. Keep going, I haven't finished. So you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them to that cliff of Ziz, to that end of the brook, to that, just go to the place I told you, for the Lord will be with you. Ola, ola. Fire, fire, fire. While they were going, more direction came. Now you are close. Appoint people that will worship and sing in the beauty of holiness. Chai. The lack of direction is the abundance of frustration. It's the abundance of defeat. And as they followed the accuracy of the direction, the enemy turned their weapons against each other until they finished themselves. I speak to someone here today. You see, that battle with poverty, with scarcity and shortage, That battle with empty-handedness, that battle with chronic singleness, inability to know who to get married, that battle with barrenness, that battle with a disease in your body, that battle in your office, all you need is one direction and the battle is over. I stand here by the mantle of God, the prophetic and the apostolic mantle. I declare the direction that will terminate your battle, that direction is hereby released. What to do to win that battle? That what to do? I declare it's released. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. It's divine direction. It rescues life from being. What would Israel have done? Judah, three nations, the Edomites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, wicked people, to collapse them. But direction rescued them. You are rescued. In the name of Jesus. Secondly, divine direction prevents the limitation of life's potential and destiny. It prevents the limitation of life's potentials and destiny. Your potential cannot be limited. Your destiny cannot be limited if you can receive direction from God. Without His voice, you can't do much. Like we saw in the first service, you may be releasing your energy in the wrong direction. Results are limited. But John chapter 5 and in verse 30, where we read, he said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. Somebody say aloud, amen. I studied medicine and I love medicine so much. I love medicine. I love practice. I just love it so passionately. And then God called me into the full-time preaching of the gospel. My father-in-law, a professor of medicine, professor of human physiology, first-class professor of human physiology. He didn't find it funny. Why should you marry and take my daughter and his first daughter, who is also a medical doctor, and both of you say you are going to preach and be in the preaching? So he didn't understand for a long time. Then one day he had a diagnosis of prostatic disease, professor of human physiology, and then he was about to go for surgery. His colleague, professor of surgery, booked him for surgery. So he sent for us that he wants me and my wife to come. This would be close to 15 to about 17 years ago. So we traveled all the way to meet him in the university where he was. And he began to talk the way old people talk when they are not sure. So you see, you have to take care of this, you have to take care of that. So I said, no, sir. I have that here. You can check this here, check that. He's talking to our first daughter. The way people talk when they don't think they will survive. So I said, no, sir. You can't talk like that. You will live. You will fulfill your days. This is prostate. It can be handled by the power of God. So I laid hands on him. Caused that prostate to dry to its roots. And demanded that he be healed. So we prayed, anointed him, I believe. And then returned back to Abuja. From Calabar, he was emeritus professor in Calabar then. 2-3 days later, prostate has gone. Surgery cancelled. When a professor of medicine himself and a professor of surgery, symptoms were gone, laboratory evidence was gone, ultrasound, everything was gone. Everything back to normal. Surgery cancelled. So in area one church, he came and testified at one time, long time ago. And he said, when you were going to practice, when you were leaving medicine, and you said you were going to preach, I was not happy. I felt bad. He said, but now you practice a higher medicine on me. He said, you practice a higher medical. This was higher than medical practice. You practice something higher than medical practice. I mean, my prostate is gone. His prostate PSA level was within normal till the last day of his life. All the time he checked, it was clear. If I was in the medical practice full time, because I'm still licensed, if I was there full time, I would have been probably a professor of neurosurgery somewhere else, cardiothoracic surgery or something. And all that I will do will be to attend to those people within that sphere. But the direction of God made the potential to go higher. Am I communicating? It made the potential to go. I still relate to doctors. In fact, once in a while, we still go out and do a lot of things. But the direction of God takes your potential, your capacity to another level. Then people thought it was a loss. And it's not a loss. When the university of this church starts, the most dominant part of it will be the medical school. And every professor who will come to be there will be interviewed by yours sincerely. Another team of people. So the journey, one young man, a member of our church, is a consultant pediatric surgeon. He said, is the church having any plan very soon to start anything like that? I said, we're all waiting. Professors of ENT surgery, yeah, we're all waiting. Hallelujah. Let God speak to you so that your life is not limited and tied down. I prophesy to you today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, direction from heaven is coming your way. Every limitation in your potential is lifted. Shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord the praise and let us rush as fast as we can. Divine direction prevents the limitation of life's potentials. Number 3, which is 8, divine direction dispels the spell of fear, doubt, or unbelief. Am I right? That is number 4, right? I think I missed out of one. Where did we start from? Being comes, all right. Oh, that's where we started from. So I missed one point, but I'll come back to that point right now. All right, let's go to the point we're dealing with right now. Divine direction dispels the spell of fear, doubt, or unbelief. Why is that so? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Whenever God speaks, faith is born. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When God speaks, faith is born and fear is dead. The voice of God, the direction of God sparks faith, kills fear. When God speaks, faith is born, fear dies. The voice of God, direction from God, is the impartation of boldness, the impartation of audacity. I said in the first service, the same Pharaoh that Moses was running away from, the same Egypt that Moses was running away from, was the same Egypt where he went back to confront after he heard God and he experienced God. There is a level of boldness, a level of confidence you walk in when you heard God. Somebody asked me many years ago, he said, when you were going into ministry, what was your plan in case the ministry did not succeed? I said, there was no plan. Because if I went because I hurt myself, I will make a plan B. If I went because I wanted to compete with somebody or an ambition, I might have a second plan. But there was no alternative. It was either what I went to do succeeded or it succeeded. It's either success or success.
There is such a boldness. There is such a confidence. There is such an audacity
when you hear the voice of God. Number four, the voice of God, divine direction, prevents life, forbids wandering, and being left in the wilderness of life. Wandering and being left in the wilderness of life. The summary is, divine direction averts the tragedy of confusion. Exodus 3, 1 to 10. The tragedy of confusion. Moses could not wander. He went straight. In our university in those days, I knew of a young man who wondered, before he could get married, he had gone to almost 12 ladies. This one, no. There was one of the sisters he spoke to. Before the sister could return back to give him reply, he has changed his mind. He said, can I give you a reply? He said, no, don't worry, it's okay. Very, very brutal. From one to another, to another, to another, till about 12. That is where direction is lacking. It's a toxic, confusional state. One of the greatest things I gave God a praise for is that I didn't rush to talk about who to marry. And when it was time, I asked the Lord to help me. In fact, the Lord asked me to come for prayer that he wants to reveal to me. And that revelation is what is working today. I went to one person concerning issue of marriage. One in the whole world. That is the one I'm married to. I don't want to say to make you feel bad. But examples communicate principles. God will lead you early. The last time you missed it shall be the last forever. If you believe that God is speaking to you, you shout the loudest, amen. The last time you missed it shall be the last forever. You will not be the victim of confusion another time. You will not be the victim of confusion another time. And finally, divine direction, which is the voice of God, averts enemy oppression. Enemy oppression and affliction. Summary is that divine direction guarantees deliverance. It is the guarantee of deliverance and victory. Oppression. One voice from heaven can pull you out of this, the trap of oppression. You see Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 31. And he said, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian
be beaten down, which smote with a rod through the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord gives you the capacity to beat what came to beat you. Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. The voice of the Lord makes you to beat what came to beat you. The voice of the Lord, the direction of God, is the channel of deliverance, the channel of victory. The voice of the Lord. One day, I quoted this scripture. This was in the Area 1 church. That revelation is cure for oppression, for affliction. A woman had a mouth ulcer condition. And in the dream of the night, the same night, she saw herself chewing sugar cane. In the daytime, she went and bought the sugar cane. That was the cure for the affliction of the mouth. Question is, if you have mouth ulcer today, should you go and buy sugar cane? No. Then what happened? Only God knew the mystery that brought that mouth affliction. And it is mystery versus mystery. So he knew also the mystery that will tackle it. He knew the mystery. Sugar cane cleared the mouth of ulcers. Today, in the name of Jesus, I decree by the voice of God, every affliction of your life be over now. By virtue of direction from heaven, every affliction of your life be over now. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Finally, who are the kind of people that God speaks to? Who are the people? Who does God speak to? Who does God give direction? It's the same things like we said in the first service. It is people who understand their helplessness without divine direction. You understand their helplessness. If you look at 2 Chronicles, where we read earlier on, chapter 20 from verse 12, you will see how Jehoshaphat and the army of Israel prayed. He said, "Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon you." When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you, for which way to go, you never fail me. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you, for which way to go, you never fail me. You are the God who can never fail. You don't know what it means to fail. Everything on the earth may fail, but we can never ever fail. You are the God who can never fail. You don't know what it means to fail. Everything on the earth may fail, but you can never fail. I don't know what to do. He said, if you know what to do, God will leave you to do what you know to do. If you know what to do, overconfidence is the bedrock of under direction. People who are overconfident are under guided. God won't do anything with you. People who are sufficient without God
becomes deficient of God's presence. Very important. Your helplessness must be confirmed. God must confirm that this man is a goner without me. Without me, he's gone. When you are at such a point,
then you can receive direction. Number two is people who are desperate for God's voice of direction. They are desperate. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, he said, I will stand upon my watch, I will set me up on the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me. Desperate I am.
You know, I want to give you an equation. Direction requires attention. And there is no attention without tension. Attention. It's not a bad tension. It's a desperate tension. Pay attention means sit up.
Requires attention.
No, not direction. You say it upside down. Direction requires attention, and there is no attention without tension. There is a degree of attention. There is a degree of tension in attention. It is not the other kind of tension that fences your life up. This is attention for instruction. I will stand upon my watch, and I will watch to see what he will say. Desperate. Number three is people who ask questions. Who are the people that receive direction? Lord, is this journey approved? Do you know that before I went to school, I was in between studying medicine and studying engineering. I had, my mind was in both directions. After my A-levels, I already come to God. But as I prayed about it, the direction was going towards medicine. And then we're in a prayer meeting. The local Methodist church, we're doing a prayer meeting. One woman in that congregation, in that meeting, woman, I don't know her face till tomorrow now, said, this brother standing there while we are just praying just now, I saw you wearing, you know that kind of coat that doctors used to wear? I saw you wearing it, wearing this doctor's stethoscope on your neck. I don't know what it is, but that was what I just saw. She didn't know what she was doing. I was already hearing God, but clarity was yet to be took. But I knew the leaning. I said, that is it. I went through the medical course. No receipt one day. In our first year, 120 people wrote exam. 28 passed. It was volcano, tsunami, 30 withdrawn. Not today, it's those days. 30 withdrawn. So there is the need for inquiry. Lord, what are you saying? That's second MB class. Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what is your mind? Inquiry. Ask questions. Don't be afraid. Even if you don't hear now, you will hear later. Just leave the question there. People who ask questions. Number four is people who stand strong at the place of prayer.
Genesis chapter 19, verse 21. Sorry, 27. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. He got up early in the morning. He got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. People who stand strong at the place of prayer, they are candidates for direction. They stand strong at the place of prayer. People who enjoy communion, they enjoy fellowship, they enjoy communication with God. Because the two-way thing, you speak to him, he speaks back to you. Finally, people who do what God says, people who promptly obey instructions. If you negotiate with divine instruction, he won't talk to you. But if you know how to obey instructions, God is not speaking and it is falling on deaf ears. God is speaking and you are hearing. People who do what God says, people who promptly obey the instructions of God. Genesis 22 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and God said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. Do you see what God is doing? Abraham, take your son, go to the land of Moriah. When you reach there, ask me for the next instruction. One of the mountains, I will tell you there. I won't tell it to you here. I will tell you when you get there. God's next instruction is waiting for your last obedience. Say that again. God's next instruction is waiting for your last obedience. If you are not getting any instruction from God, you are not hearing anything again. The question is, Lord, what was the last thing you said that I didn't hear or that I failed to carry out? There are people who want God. God is not a talkative, he's not loquacious. They want God to keep on talking and they are doing nothing. Just be writing my book of revelation, book of instruction. You just write all manner of things. He did nothing about it. Do you know, Okbo yesterday, as I was coming back, inside the, was coming back, I was writing and writing and writing. I'm sure the people that were with me were wondering what I was writing. Those who followed me, some of them were more tired than myself. Well, going in and out of sleep. I was writing, Those who are guilty know themselves. But that is allowed. You know what I was writing? Action points from the preaching that myself did. What I heard in the course of the preaching that I need to write. I'm the one who spoke. I wrote 4 and I haven't finished. I will continue after this service. For my own edification. Edification. You know, edification is edification. You understand what I'm saying? That is, utterance that came, that rang a bell afresh. The pipe is supplying water, but it must be wet itself. So I am right. So next time, God will be comfortable to talk to me, to talk to the people, because he knows that what he's saying to everybody is saying to all of us. I heard also from our father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, You see, after every Sunday service, he has his own take home from the message. And from the message that he himself came to preach, he has a take home. Because he too attended church. The fact that he was the one who preached doesn't mean he didn't attend church. And if it was only the people God talked to, then he wasted his time. Hallelujah. So just go back and ask God, is there anything you said to me I didn't take serious, I didn't do, that I am sitting on? I ask for mercy. I declare it's a new day. Every spirit of spiritual deafness, I declare it is arrested. Every spiritual blindness is arrested. I decree the grace to live for God, the grace to hear his voice afresh, be released now. Stand on your feet and give him the praise. Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. How many people received something this morning? We are going to internalize it by praying in the spirit for about 8 minutes. Using the scripture we used in the first service, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2. The Bible said, "For he that speaketh," can we read it all together? One, two, go. "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit he speaketh
mysteries."
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say a louder amen.
Amen.
As we pray in the spirit, we enter into the frequency of mysteries. Mysteries mean hidden secrets. One of the greatest things God did for my life is that bit of tonguing. A lot of directions I get in my life, I pray abundantly in the spirit. And then all of a sudden, my understanding is saturated with awareness of what to do. I hear God, I receive from God. So within the next 8 minutes, while we pray in the spirit, you might have a saturation of information. You might have clarity of direction. You can have healing in your body, deliverance in your body, the breaking of the back of the oppressor. Whatever it is that is needed. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Thank you,
thank you
for the gift
for the
of your son Jesus.
Of your son Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
thank you,
thank you
for the gift
for the
of the Holy Spirit.
Of Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I welcome you.
I welcome you.
Take your place,
take your place
in my life,
in my life
today.
Today,
have your way,
have your way
in my life. Lift up your hands when I say in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. You scream, I
receive.
And you begin to pray in the spirit of God. Those of us who are not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, while you hear the tonguing on, you will. Now let me do it the other way around in this service. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. 1 minute. Take your seat 1 minute. One more time, say after me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To pray.
To pray.
By the fire,
by the fire
of the Spirit.
Spirit.
Alright, stand up on the feet and say,
Father,
I receive the fire
of the Spirit
right now
to
pray
in the Spirit.
Lift your hands and let's go down. In the name of Jesus, I command, I declare the release of fresh fire, the fresh oil of the Holy Ghost upon everyone here, upon the men and the women, the boys, the girls, the children. In the name of Jesus, receive the fire of the Holy Ghost now. I receive.
Thank you. receive the fire of the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high.
Everybody, I receive the touch of His power, receive the fire of His power, receive clarity of direction, receive light and insight right now. Father, let it happen. Touch somebody, heal somebody, deliver somebody, grant light and insight. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive this touch. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you.
Father, thank you for a day like this. To glorify the honor be at all. Thank you for touching someone's life. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat.